Now, a story of sporting success. Some of the world's elite swimmers believe they're improving their times by changing their clothes. They've been squeezing into a new $500 swimsuit that's sleeker than skin. Recently, swimmers wearing this Speedo have set almost 36 world records. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
To get some sense of this recent torrent of swimming world records, go to WCSN.com.
Very tight. Who's got it? Rogan, world record. Veldhuis, five to swim. Veldhuis breaks her own world record. Another world record bites the dust. Lochte comes up in front. Lochte sprints away. And Lochte has got this race shot to pieces. Ryan Lochte does it again and takes another world record.
Each of these swimmers wore sleek and dark ankle-to-neck swimsuits with Speedo logos. The Speedo Fast Skin Laser Racer was worn by 35 of the 37 swimmers setting recent world records. American Ryan Lochte set four of them last week alone. Yesterday, he met with reporters in Chicago.
When I put it on, I feel like I'm some kind of like action hero, like ready to take on the world. And it makes me feel like when I dive in that water that I'm swimming like downhill.
Lochte then tried to describe the suit's design and dynamics in a noisy hotel ballroom. It's basically seamless, with water-repellent pads where the body normally creates drag.
It's a lot more compressed. Like, if you put it on, you can feel like your core being like sucked in. And, I mean, it's just a great feeling.
Lochte is sponsored by Speedo. And one U.S. Olympic coach has already suggested that all Team USA swimmers should wear the Speedo Laser. But teammate Brendan Hansen is sponsored by Nike. He doesn't want to be forced to wear the competitor's swimsuit.
As a Nike athlete, I go up to them and say, look, you need to get your stuff together. You need to figure out what's going on. And if they don't respond, then we're in a different situation, and that door is definitely open.
Nike and other swimsuit makers have new suits already on the way. This innovation is typical before an Olympics, as is falling world records. But the Speedo suit is so effective, some say, it amounts to technological doping. Some European swimmers and coaches want the International Swimming Federation to reconsider its approval of the Speedo Laser. But four-time swimming gold medalist John Neighbor thinks the advantage is more mental than physical.
If you're standing on the starting blocks and you feel fast, and you have no regrets, no worries, no doubts, that in and of itself, that psychological mental state is hugely valuable. If you have the mental state, that is more of a difference than whatever technological advantage would be provided.
Neighbor was once sponsored by Speedo, but he's no fan of the new suit. He's worried that its $500 price tag will put the parents of younger competitive swimmers in a bind. He also thinks any advantage is diminished by Speedo's promise to make the suit available to any Olympian who wants it. All this attention to a swimsuit distresses American breaststroker Brendan Hansen.
The last thing I worry about going into a race is the suit. I've never used it as a crutch. I'm never going to look at it as what it makes the athlete. I don't want somebody to ever say, oh, Brendan won the gold medal in the Olympics because he was wearing a certain suit. I don't ever want that. I would rather them talk about my work ethic and my personality and character as an athlete.
That doesn't mean Hansen is oblivious to technology. He debuts Nike's entry in this swimming arms race at the U.S. Olympic trials in June. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Chicago.